oid barum sholosh amos, the height of three amos. This is the measurement to have a mikvah. The shiura chachomim shir men mikvah. How much water is going to go into this volume? If we have a volume of an amma by an amma, by three amas high, how much volume, how much water will be inside it? Aboyim saw. There will be 40 saw. So now, if you know these measurements, that by one amma, which is six tvachim, by six tvachim, and each tefach is four etzbois. So Kunda says by 24 etzbois, the height of three amas high, and that shear you get the shear of 40 saw. So mainly if you make it down, you could figure out how much you get just the revius, which is mamash revius of a lug. So that measurement, we're not going to go into it now, the Shbam has the Gansa Riches here to explain how you get it. You just keep on cutting it down and down and down until you finally see that from these measurements, you get that one etzpa, two etzpas length by two etzpas wide, by the height of two etzpas and a half and a fifth, that volume will hold also a revius of a lug. Because once we know this year that by one amma, by three ammas high, it holds 40 saw, keep on cutting it down and down and down until you get to how much two etzbois by two etzbois will hold, and that will come out to the shear to be exactly revius of a lug, or revius of a lug. Yeah. So Tay speaks out here, Amar al Amar, Tay speaks out, that's Adam Machzik in Begodim. That's how like wide a person is with his clothing. He's wide and long like an Amar by an Amar. Kedamri Vyervin, Mekoyim Mishal Adam Amar. That's what the place of a person is, one Amar. Veshmaitin, the Kuchin Mashma, the Kuch Machmitz, Amar im Doifne Yorun. Kuchin means that's the place where they put a person into the kever, into the, used to have caves, and then the wall of the cave that have a hole to put the person in. So mashma there and amr is enough with the daif and orin. Mashma, the person himself is not so wide, just with the orin itself. Alma gufadim ein machzik amr. A normal person is not an amr wide. Over nikva debina amr, they shikonas berevach im zeroysov. They nedvokin lagufan. It means because when you go into the mikvah, you don't have to not want to keep yourself tight. You have to let your arms sticking out a little bit. But since you have to be berevach, that shear is an amr. Perum sholosh amos, we say the height of a normal person is three amos tall. The afagav the koimas adam sholosh amos b'loy harosh. Really, the person means that after we say three amos, it means without his head. His body is from his neck downwards. The average height is three amos. And here it's mashma know that the height with the person's head, because your head also has to go into the mikvah. Mashma with the head is three amos. Lekach matzrich bekuchim arba amos. Elchanan the Gemara Bar Basra says, when you want to make this kuch, this hole in the wall in the cave, that you put the mason inside, it has to be long 4 amas. Of course, you need 3 amas for the body itself, and another amma for the head. So you see, with the head, it's 4 amas. So how come here we say that it's enough the mikveh should be 3 amas high, then the whole body gets inside, your head is not going to be inside it. So Taisa says, the mikveh sagi b'sholosh amas, by mikveh it's enough to have 3 amas tall. Because when a person goes down into this hole of water, the water comes up. Because when a person goes down, he makes the water come up. So if the volume of the water is only 3 amas high, when you start to go down in the water, that's going to raise the level of the water. The mainly the water will come on top of your head. We're talking about this kli now that holds this water is not this the only this measurement. It's not only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. It's maybe at least 4 amas high. Therefore, when you go down there, the water goes up with you, so you'll have the water to the height of at least 4 amas. Because if not, when you go in, the water will overflow, and again, you won't be able to get your whole body inside there. So therefore, pshit, we're talking about the kli itself is a little bit higher. And therefore, you just need 3 amas worth of water. Then, when you go into the mikvah, you make the water rise. Right. Omar Rav Hashi. Omar li Rovin bar Chinuna. Rav bar Chinuna told me that Shulchan Shel Migdash, in the base of Migdash, when they had the Shulchan there, Shel Prokim Heavy. It was made out of pieces that you could, like, take it apart and put it back together again. The Isak, because if you're going to think that he duke Heavy Mahadik, that no, the Shulchan was made out of one big piece, or else even it was pieces of Metchilon. The Mamas father it together, but you can't take it apart. So the whole Shulchan now had to be moved, that one, the whole thing together. Abizayit Shver, Amto Biyamto Heichi Matvile. Sometimes the Shulchan became tummy. There's a Mishnah like that. So the Shulchan is a keli, it could be Mekabel Tumah. So if the Shulchan was tummy, you'd have to put it into the mikvah to make it toivel, to make it Torah. Now, how do you get the Shulchan that's only an amma wide into a mikvah that's also only an amma wide? So Bishleim is going to tell me that the Shulchan can be taken apart into pieces, so it can be toivel each piece by itself. But if you tell me you can't take the mikvah apart, how could you put the Shulchan into the mikvah? So Rashbam, Shulchan shel Mikdash, Shulchan shel Zohov, shel also Moshe, the golden Shulchan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Hulchsiv Be'yam Asayim Orko, it was 2 amas long, V'yam Aroch, by 1 amah wide, V'yam Avachati Kamosai. So she says it was Shaprokim heavy, Shechodim Nafarek Reichvu Nishnayim, you could divide the width of it into half. V'chein Ragnei Shulchan also take off. Why these second that the Hadugim Hadik, they Nechodim Nafarek Rochvu, you can't take it apart, Hechim Motsamatvulein. That there was the mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash, could easily be saved the Yuma, and the storm of Isaiah, that mikvah was exactly this size that we just said. That mikvah there was only an amma by an amma, 3 amas high. So if that's the case, how do you get the shulchan inside it? In Ami Rashi, Rashbam says, the amas hamayim shebazorah. There was like a flow of water that went through the azorah. Shabo matfilin klisharis. That was also kosher for mikvah, and used to be tovel the klisharis there. Shenitmu v'yisurachov amah was only an amah wide. V'yashem kach nikru amah samayin. That's what it's called amah. Yeah. So now that's Gemara's kasha. Now, if you tell me it was made out of one piece, how could you get it in there? So really, it turns out a better kasha. Like how long was the shulchan? It was 2 amas wide, 2 amas long. Even if 1 amah you could put into another amah. Since the shulchan was 2 amas long, for sure it couldn't get into an amma. So, alright, you can get out of that. The reglayim were not attached, maybe. But a core part of the goof for the shulchan could not get into exactly an amma. That's the raya that the shulchan was made out of pieces. So, Mr. Gemara answers, maybe no. Maybe the shulchan taki was one solid piece. But I tell you, my kushya. Dilma biyam shosa shloimoi heavy matvulei.
They did not put the shulchan into the regular mikvah,
but rather they put it into the yam shosa shloimoi. The Shlomo Melech made a special big yam, a big mikvah, heavy matvulei. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, yam shosa shloimoi. This big mikvah that Shlomo Melech made, machzik. How big was it? Meya v'chamisha mikvah Torah. 150 mikvahs could fit into that one mikvah that he made. There's at 150 times 40 saw. That's how big that mikvah was. So, that mikvah, that's where they were tevil the shulchan. So I think the Maratz Chayit speaks out that really the shaila, when would the shulchan become tamei? They used to use the shulchan, touch it only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they used to take off the old lechem upon him and bring in the new lechem upon him. But throughout the week, they didn't touch the shulchan. So Mustam, if it became tummy on Shabbos. So the Avamin was, it was tummy on Shabbos, they wanted to be tabled on Shabbos also. So they couldn't carry the shulchan outside too far, because there's an Issa Hoitzah. Therefore, they thought on Shabbos would only be tabled the shulchan inside the Mikdash itself. So the Avamin was, the only mikvah you had in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash itself, was either this Amma by Nama of the Amma Samayim, or else the special mikvah they had there. The Mordechai of Teres, no. Vice the Yam Shoshkleimer was right nearby. There wouldn't be an Issa Hoitzor. Therefore, they were able to take the Shulchan even on Shabbos and be tabled in the Yam Shoshkleimer.
Here, right.
Mishnah says, Lo Yifchus Eloi Me'ar Bekoises. That everybody, you have to, if a noni goes around collecting money, you have to give him enough money that he should have dalad koisis. And we spoke out yesterday, it's a machlokes rishonim, does everybody have to have dalad koisis? That's the way we do lemaisa. We give everybody, the wife, the husband, the children, everybody has their own dalad koisis. The other side, there's some shit of rishonim that learn no, that dalad koisis is just like kiddush. It's enough if one person makes dalad koisis for everybody. But our kopon of the oni, he has to have enough money to buy the dalad koisis. How could Rabbanim make a takona that was supposed to drink 4 cups of wine? Dalad koisis. There's ninyan of zugos. When you do things in pairs, 2, 2, 2, it's bad for the shadim. They'll be mad at you. It's a takona. You put yourself in danger. V'atanya, we learned, lo yoichal lo dam trei, a person should not eat two things, don't eat two pieces of cake. V'lo yish to trei, don't drink two glasses of wine, or anything. V'lo yikaneach trei, don't wipe yourself twice. V'lo yaseh troch of trei, don't do your trochim. Rashbam said troch there means tashmish. Don't have tashmish with your wife two times. If you do it two times, that's bad for mazikim. So you see, doing things that pairs two times is no good. So here, how could a chum be misakin, leil pesach, drink four kreises and stop then, b'chur yending off bezugais, is bad for the mazikim. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Kro, the Pesach says, leil shimurim, leil hamishumer obo min hamazikim. Tonight, leil pesach, you don't have to worry about the mazikim. Tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. It's a special school called Leil Shimurim. We're watched by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mazikim won't harm us. Therefore, Pesach by night, we're able to say, have Dalet Kreises. That's one teretz. Rav Rama, Rav says, Kreisha Bracha, that we have our third Kreis, that we make Birchas HaMazon on, that's Mitztaref L'Toiva, V'yena Mitztaref L'Ruah. I tell you, the third Kreis, it only helps for the Torah for something good and not for something bad. So that means the Rashbam learns Rav Oimer, Kois Shal Birchas HaMazon, the bottom left line. Shu Shlishi, that's the third Kois, L'Ro'enim Itztarif, L'Hashlem Zugais. It doesn't make that now with the fourth Kois you have four altogether. L'Sakona. In Shaisu Revi Achra, if you drink a fourth cup afterwards, it's not considered like you have four cups now. No, this third cup does not include. So you only had then three cups. V'chi Agav Darmin L'Kamom Yishmrech L'Ro'enim Itztarif. Mashenken, the toiv is good. Let's say you only drank two cups. You only drank two. And now you drink the Brichas HaMazon. That is considered like you have a third cup, and you won't have any zugas. But I call upon him, the third cup only helps for good and not for bad. So now when you drink your fourth cup, we look as if the third cup was not part of the cups, and therefore you only had three cups, not four cups, there would not be a shalom of mazikim. Yeah. Ravina says another teretz. Arba kosit kinu rabbonin. The rabbonin were masakin like four separate mitzvahs. Drink four kaises. Derech eris. Each kais by itself has a special inyan by itself to be derech eris. And kol chodah v'chodah